trek to these Thursday night games after the Sunday night game?
You know, I think you have to do everything you can to get your body back right. It's obviously going to be more about what we do mentally and preparing than the physical work. So just taking advantage of trying to get your rest, doing what you need to do to recover, and then obviously watching as much film as you can.
Does it help that you actually know the Miami Dolphins, you play them every year, so that whether their personnel changes, you kind of have a little bit of familiar with them?
Yes and no. Obviously, they're doing a few things differently now since they had the coaching change. But we know that this team always plays us hard. They're always going to compete, and this is always going to be a challenging game for us, regardless of who's coaching it, who's playing it. So we just have to do the best we can to prepare.
Besides winning, what are they doing differently since the coaching change?
You know, I don't want to get too much into their scheme on record, but, you know, they're doing some things, obviously, well. They're playing aggressive. You know, you saw the game yesterday, what they were able to do. So they're playing together with a lot of energy and competing hard. So
during a normal week, when do you start kind of itching to get back and playing a game? Does it come Sunday? Does it come earlier?
I think it depends on how you played. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you don't feel like you had a good outing, you can't wait to get back on the field. But I think the thing that goes overlooked a lot of times, it takes a while to recover from playing in a football game. And obviously, we don't have that much time this week to do that, so we need to be on top of that.
With all the talk about player safety, how do you feel about that?
You know, I can't sit here as the player rep of this team and say that, you know, I'm a huge fan of it. Obviously, it puts our players in a bind, but I understand, you know, why it's being done. I understand that we want to make this game available to our fans as often as possible. But, you know, you talk about player safety and health. Yeah, it's hard for us to understand how that's catering towards our players' safety and health.
Looking at the situation, Sunday off before?
You know, that's not up to me. I don't make the schedules. I don't organize these types of things. And as I said, it's a double-edged sword. Obviously, there's some great things that come along with the Thursday night games, but at the same time, there's some challenges physically for the guys that are out there playing the game. And I don't think that's any mystery. You guys are not hearing any new information. It is what it is.
The ones you've played in, can you feel a difference in your body between playing 4 days later instead of seven?
I think so. I think those extra few days of recovery definitely add up. You know, but like I said, I understand why it is that we play these Thursday night games. I get that, but it's definitely challenging for us.
How much more difficult does the coaching change make your task, where you only have two games to really look at under the new staff?
It's going to obviously provide some challenges for us, but I think at the end of the day, you always look at the personnel and the guys out there playing and executing and how they move in space, how they do what they do, and I think this game is going to be a lot about that.
So you said it depends on how you guys play Sunday impacts how much you want to get back on the field. Mm-hmm. A lot of the sentiment yesterday was guys won the game, played well, but not well as you would have liked. So do you think guys would want to get out there Thursday?
I think we've got a lot of guys that are itching to get back out there. You know, not our best outing, obviously, yesterday, but at the end of the day, it's about having one more point than the other team, and we were able to do that. But I think that there's a lot for us to learn from yesterday's game, a lot of room for improvement, and hopefully we can go out Thursday and be pleased with our effort.
The last three games, Indianapolis and Dallas both started their average field position inside the 20. New York yesterday was in the 22. Can you speak about the job that Ryan and the Buck unit in particular, but certain teams in general, have done to tilt the field?
Well, you know, I think, as usual, it's an underappreciated phase of the game, and people don't understand that. So we'll just keep doing what we're doing and playing hard. And obviously, we feel very confident in our specialists. We feel like we have, you know, the best kicker in football. We feel like we have one of the best young punters in football. And we have a lot of confidence in what they do. And you hear Coach say it all the time, we're only going to be as good as they are. And they've been doing a great job this season. And, you know, when they give us our opportunities, you know, as coverage players or as players blocking for our returners, we have to do a good job.
Along the lines of, you know, depth and all that, Bill was asked this morning about 18 offensive guys dressing. How much pride do you take in the fact that you guys were able to win despite, you know, such thin depth on that side of the ball?
You know, I think that speaks to the level of professionalism that a lot of the guys have around here, the way that they prepare themselves. You look, obviously it's no mystery our injury situation, especially on the offensive line. Those guys have done a tremendous job of staying ready. And when their number was called yesterday, they were able to step up. So, you know, proud of the way that we prepare around here. We take a lot of pride in that. And I think that showed itself yesterday, playing thin out there.
Matthew, having some reservations about such a short turnaround from a player safety standpoint, as the team rep, are you hearing from teammates? Do you think you're speaking for the majority of your guys in this locker room about that?
I do.
I don't imagine that there's too much, that you've run into too much disagreement around the league and the other player reps.
No, I mean, it's something that's been voiced by several guys. But again, I understand the situation that the league's in, and I understand why it's good for our league to play these Thursday night games, but I also understand that there's two sides of it, and there are some disadvantages to a quick turnaround. But, you know, I don't want to continue to sit here and dwell on that. We're playing Thursday. We got to be ready to go. We're always excited when we get a chance to take the field.
Thank you. Yeah.